in the background, loud. Joe Smooth doing Promised Land right after Pet Shop Boys. It's All Right. Sibilant S's. That kind of erasure, anything boxy sounding group in there from 1991, Elegant Machinery, brought you Process, which came after Nine Inch Nails and Boys Noize collab. Yes, I watched all of Coachella. That was a favorite set. Parasite. It's a collab that they recorded live. They have an album now called Nine Inch Noize. DAF. Sorry, Joe Smooth. I feel so bad. Can you hear me and listen to him at the same time? Let's try. DAF did Der Mussolini. And you got a remix from Giorgio Moroder and Dennis Nadenau. Kraftwerk in there brought you Tour de France from their 12-inch. Of course, Raquel in a Dream. Did you see that? I forget what it's called, but it's like the best dance night in music. It's like all the freestyle artists are playing CNC Music Factory. Like, I think I'll be there. Don't judge me. I think some people were judging Robert Miles' Children, like classic 90s trans. Pure Moods. Do you remember that? I feel like it was triggering some sort of adolescent memory, like very viscerally for me. Sash in that set brought you Encore Une Fois. After Vitalik brought you My Friend Dario. Kneecap's brand new album Fenian is out today, reclaiming the word for themselves. You heard the track Palestine featuring Fozzy. Noi in there brought you Issy. And we started everything off with Cut Copy, Moments from their same-titled album. Congratulations to Kai on winning that signed record given courtesy of management. Thank you very much for sending that. And it is 5:57 p.m. Bing bong. You're listening to Mona. I've got about 2 minutes left with you before Alan takes over with Ask Alan and with special guest Abby from Mars. Abby's going to answer your questions. What more could we want out of life? So please stay tuned to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, Rockley County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I am going to end, with like a couple minutes of this. Laibach has a brand new album today, Time for Celebration. It's very weird. It's wild. You have to just get into it yourself. But I'm going to play Singularity off of this, and then it'll be time for Ask Alan. Got a minute and a half. Okay, bye-bye now.
Rhythms kill the flame, all tunes sound the same.
Pop to rock,
hip hop flair,
catchy hooks
in the air,
all the genres we embrace.
But the sameness we just can't erase.
It's a world of echoes we can't break. Every tune's a copy or remake. We are dancing to the old refrain, on the verge of singularity.
Longing for a dawn of change.
Pop to rock, hip hop flair, catchy hooks in the air. All the genres we embrace, but the sameness we just can't erase. It's a world of echoes we can't break. Every tune's a copy or remake. We are dancing to the old refrain, on the verge of singularity.
Try to break this endless loop.
Leave this.
Yes.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Yes. If your girlfriend weak and she's stupid profiling,
yes,
you need some information, ask Alan. Ask Alan. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up.
Alan.
Ask Alan.
Alan.
Ask Alan.
Yes.
I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wild.
I'm wild.
Axe Allen. Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do, it'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Allen out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is eagle talents. You know Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Allen. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there and keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Allen. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's eagle talent.
Eagle talent. Yeah.
Ask Allen.
What?
Season them up 1,000 hours. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wild.
I'm wild.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, dog.
Abby from Mars, are you with us?
I think so.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let's try this one. Go ahead.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Oh, there's the one.
There you go.
I'll sit in this chair.
Okay, that's...
There's too many...
Okay, so that's...
Studio.
There we go.
It's a good problem to have.
Put this one in mono. Ay, Dios mío.
Hey, Alan.
Hi, Abby. Good to see you. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me. I need some advice right off the bat. How do I get someone to write as good of a show theme song for me as you have? It's so good. I love that.
Ali Bang, one and done.
Amazing.
He only does one take of anything. He just comes in studio and he's like, that's his thing. One
so
time.
Good.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'll tell you a whole story about that guy one day.
Sweet.
So Abby from Mars, previously Saturday nights at midnight, often does fill-ins, one of the great DJs here at WFMU. I thought she would be a really fun co-host because, for a lot of reasons, but Abby sort of dances literally to her own drum. She is a unique character and sort of goes through life in a way that I respect. So I think you'll give some good advice.
That means a lot, Alan.
Oh, well.
I got a lot of respect for you, too, you know.
Oh, thank you.
I mean
you.
That.
Oh, well, we don't talk about me on this show. So I'm glad you're here. So if you want advice from me and or Abby and or me, hopefully Abby, as I swallow my spit on the radio, call 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open. It is May Day, International Workers Day.
You want to talk about work?
Yeah, we'll talk about work a little bit, but the protests were roaming around. Protests and parades were roaming around outside downtown Jersey City. And, the unions were out there and they had their signs and their flags honoring the workers. So, Abby, we know a lot about your DJ life and your music life, but tell us a little bit about your work life, if you would.
Oh, well, I am One of my favorite things these days is artists who also have full-time jobs. I think it's really cool. I think it's really respectable. Like, I don't think work is... I don't love work, but as a concept. But I love when artists also, like, have another life going on. It gives you perspective. But yeah, I work at a nonprofit that provides music education to underserved communities throughout New York City. Been there 4 years, so it's been good to me. It's like, you know, an office job, and... solid. I've learned a lot over those 4 years. And
so what do you like, what's a day, what's a typical day of Abby's work day at this what's the name of the nonprofit?
It's called Harmony Program.
Cool.
We're actually about to have our gala on Tuesday,
so whoa,
if you have millions of dollars, you might think about coming. I don't know.
But so you get all dressed up and you go to the
doing that,
and I assume that they have some like live music there, it being a music
Our students perform. We have our little tiny choir kids start the night, and then we have student orchestra and then like a smaller group that sings with the special guest artist. We have Ben Platt performing this year, so
Really excited. How many people will come?
I think like 225 is the head count right now. So
wow.
It's a nice full room, you know.
That's awesome. So 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. They always start off slow here at Ask Alan. That's kind of the first 5 minutes they just want to see. They want to kind of get it laid out. But we want, you know, we got to get the calls coming in for it's me and Abby. So 973. Oh my God, I'm like tongue-tied. I have a superstar in 209. I actually said 973. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I'm like starstruck, right? Abby from Mars. Couple things I wanted to say. I have not yet sent out my thank you email from Marathon yet. That's a fail on my part, but it is coming if you donated to Ask Alan for Marathon. The email's coming this week. In the meantime, you got to give us a call. 201-209-9368. It's May Day. Maybe you have a job that you're having issues with and you're thinking about changing your job.
We could talk about work-life balance, you know, like how do you balance your like creative pursuits or your passions or like the stuff you really want to do with your job? I don't know. It's maybe
how do you
a theme.
Balance because you have a work-life balance because your creative life is probably as... you probably commit as much to your artistic life as you do to your work life that pays the bills, right?
It definitely takes, you know, there are different periods where I feel like my brain is more in one than the other. I think right now I'm more in my work brain right now, for whatever reason. But yeah, it's like, I don't know, you just kind of like follow where your interests are taking you and also kind of juggle... Oh, this is bad advice. This isn't even real advice.
I was just telling you what you're doing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's easy to like look like you're maxing out on one thing when you're actually putting in bare minimum.
I get that. We'll talk more about that in a second. You're on the radio. No. Who are we talking to?
Hi, Alan. Hi, Abby. This is Chalky. I'm on the road right now. I'm on Route 66, headed towards the West Coast.
Oh, wow. Route 66. Where did you start from? From New Jersey?
No, I started from Bentonville, Arkansas. And, moving. I'm moving across the country.
Oh.
It's the 100th anniversary of Route 66 today.
Really? Dang.
Yeah.
Can you hear Abby? I just want to make sure I have my stuff all...
Yeah, I hear Abby really well. Abby, thanks for giving a shout-out to the artists that have to have day jobs, you know?
Yeah.
It's not our fault.
So, what are you doing? So, you're going... Where are you relocating to?
Los Angeles.
From where? I forgot if you said that already.
Bentonville, Arkansas, which is it's a company town, Alan and Abby. It's the Walmart town. It's where Walmart was founded.
Wow.
Oof is right, yeah.
And what are you going to be doing in Los Angeles?
I'm going to be continuing my day job. I don't work for Walmart or anything, but the opportunities for art are more abundant in Los Angeles than in Arkansas, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I'm a musician, and there's a lot more opportunity for me out there, you know?
So you're going out there to pursue music?
Well, not pursue it, but keep it going. You know what I mean, Alan?
I think so. So, like, what are you going to be doing when you get out there? So you're getting to Los Angeles. You have a plan?
Well, I'll be gigging, and I'll be DJing, and that actually has to do with my my advice.
Oh,
my,
yeah,
my
you
advice
want advice. That's right, that's right. You probably called for advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Abby's there, too, because, Abby, I think you could help me out with... I'm a DJ, and I like to do radio, too. Sweet. And, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, and I play music from the 60s to about 1995, and I just can't get myself into music past, like... I feel really, really guilty and bad about not being into modern music more. Now, I want to get your guys' perspective on this. Is this something that I should just... I mean, this is my wheelhouse, this is what I like, or should I expand my mind here? You know what I mean?
You know what I actually really relate to, because I grew up listening to a lot of new wave and like 80s music that my parents were listening to, and I decided at some point as like a teenager that I like hated all modern music and I only liked music from the 80s. So in a weird way, I can relate to you. But I did with some time and some exploration, definitely break out of that. And I feel like a lot of it had to do with going to shows and seeing things in person and being like inspired by the energy in the room, less of like, you know, what it sounds like on the recording, but just being like, wow, that person is like being themselves, and like it's so cool, you know, just being moved by seeing that in a performer, like putting their vision out there, and like the kind of like, yeah, like being touched seeing that, I feel like really does it. Yeah, so I would say getting in a room, and then also like listening to, and this is kind of almost sounds like a bad answer, but it's a good bridge. Like, I've listened to, you know, bands from like 2015 that are imitating 80s bands, and it's not the same, but then you start to see who are they playing shows with, and maybe those are a little bit farther from imitating the things that you like, and you just gradually kind of branch out from there. I don't know. What do you think of that?
So do you...
Go ahead.
I have a few questions for you. So you listen to WFMU. Do you listen to the radio station?
Yeah, I listen to all WFMU and all the other offshoots all the time. It's what I mostly listen to, and I have for about 30 years.
But you're not only listening to music from the 60s to the 90s. You're listening to a lot of different music, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am, but I like when I'm selecting and when I'm at home, like the records I'm listening to at home, like I'll hear a new thing on WFMU, like I'm like, oh, that sounds good, that's okay, but it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. I think a lot of it has to do with modern production techniques just don't stick to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get that, yeah.
Are there bands, and it sort of goes along with what Abby was saying, are there bands that sort of come along today that remind you of the stuff that you like a little bit more than other stuff?
No, like, I hate modern... I love punk rock, right? But, like, I don't like modern punk. It's so corny if I see younger people doing punk nowadays. And I do go to a lot of shows, and I do see some bands that blow me away. But then I'll, like, get their record, and I won't like the way it's produced, but I like to see them live, you know what I mean? So I guess I am kind of into some modern bands, but also, like, I'm going to see, like, Devo and Flock of Seagulls a lot now, you know, band shows. Like, and I love going to those shows, you guys, because I'm the youngest guy there.
Yeah. And you know what? And it sounds like you are still exposing yourself to a lot more music than a lot of people who only listen to music from their era. So it's not like, even though you are only into that, I think it sounds more like that's what you like the best and that's what you appreciate the most, more than that's all you could even like listen to and tolerate, right?
So I'm okay, Alan. I don't need to feel guilty.
I think you're okay. What are you going to play when you get out there? What kind of music are you going to get out there? And how are you going to gig? What's your plan?
I do a solo act where I do kind of like electro funk punk stuff, and when I DJ a lot of like post punk and electro and disco and stuff like that, you know. Dancy punk. I like guitars and disco drums, you know what I mean?
Yeah, did you line up any gigs?
I do have a couple gigs.
Oh yeah.
Some gigs in LA, I got to get.
Well, you're breaking up a little bit.
Where
are you gigging?
Oh, sorry. Look for Chalky at the Kibitz Room, which is a club at a Cantor's Delicatessen on Fairfax.
Oh, cool.
And I'm on Route 66. I'm going to be breaking up, so I'll just keep listening. But it is such an honor to talk to you guys. I love you guys. Abby, what a treat it is having you on.
And it's awesome to have Abby on. Yep.
Hey, good luck in LA. This is so exciting. Yeah, I'm thrilled for you.
I'm stoked.
All right, I'll hit you guys up when I'm in Jersey. Talk
right on. Shoot me an email because I might be in LA soon. If I do, I'll come and check you out.
Alan, hit me up, bro. Come on. I got a room for you.
Send me an email. I don't know if I want to stay at your house. Send me an email.
All right, bye. All right, I will. Bye.
Oh, that was good. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We have Abby from Not Mars in the studio. We were talking about May Day a little bit. Boss issues, coworker issues, thinking about job changes, yada, yada, yada. If you are out there listening and if you want to go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board, where folks are often given way better advice than I am, although tonight you'll be getting great advice from Abby from Mars. But also we have the Ask Alan answering machine, which I'm hoping turns into a place where, let's take a call first. See, this is the, cool. The nature of this show is I start saying something and then a call comes right. in and you go, ooh. Like, yeah. Hello, who are we talking to? You're on the radio.
Good evening. You got Bernard.
Hey, Bernard, where are you calling from?
I'm getting on the Garden State.
Oh, nice.
Got to go to Atlantic City right now, for better or for worse.
Oh, snap. What are you doing?
Working, playing covers, all that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're
not
playing.
Gambling.
You're also playing a gig?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. What casino?
Harrods.
Right on.
So Harrods.
You don't gamble?
No, I don't consider myself a very lucky person. I feel like believing in luck. And if I do have any, I don't want to spend it monetarily.
All right.
Good call.
That's wise. Sounds wise. I'm going to Atlantic City on the May 17th, and I'm going to go down there with $300 to play, and I'm going to leave when I am up $700, and then I'm just going to drive home. I already have a plan to win. But anyway, Bernard, you need advice tonight?
Yeah, I suppose I could use some advice.
Okay.
I'll have a conversation with somebody, have a great time, and then later on that day, I just feel so stupid about it, you know? Like, why did I say that one thing? Why did I do this one thing? And then I'll harp on that. I'll let it get to me. And this has just been I'm sure many people can relate, right? How can you not? But
can you give me an example?
I don't know. Sometimes I won't hear somebody say something, and then get that awkward silence between each other, and you're just smiling and nodding, or I'm messing up saying a hello or a goodbye, or being real awkward about. That's the hardest part, is coming and going from places.
So
I very much feel that obligation. I got to say hello to everybody. I got to shake everybody's hand, give them a hug. I got to say goodbye to everybody. You know?
I feel like that's a super universal feeling. I feel like we've all felt that. Like I did. That was an awkward goodbye. So, yeah, probably everyone's thinking that.
I think you are feeling things that a lot of people are feeling, but I'm hearing two different things from you. One is you hate like hellos and goodbyes, which I can completely relate to. And then the other thing I'm hearing is that you stick your foot in your mouth a lot, right? It's like two different things.
Yeah. I'll say something before I could even think about it. And then, why did I say that? I know, like, most people are going to forget, maybe. I can hope.
Sometimes
I just catch myself. I'm staring at the ceiling at night. Like, why did I? What am I doing?
What do you mean? You say, like, inappropriate things?
Not even. I wouldn't say anything, like, mean or hurtful, but just, like, interjecting in a conversation, like, without even thinking about it. And I'm like, I'm interrupting somebody or.
So it sounds like you're a really conscientious person.
True.
Who is really thinking about how you're coming across to your audience and other human beings, which is a good way to be. But if you're already leading in with, I do not want to say things to hurt people's feelings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think you're probably a good dude. And if you know that you're not trying to do anything that's hurting anybody and you're just trying to make conversation, why do you think you're feeling this stuff? What do you think's going on?
I don't know. I guess I got a hard time letting go of stuff. It's easy to like harp on something or getting so worried, worked up over what somebody else could be thinking, which I know is professional, right? Like I've been told a million times over, hey, just don't worry about that, but
do you feel like
the physical act of not worrying about it, you know, letting go of something or letting it water off the duck's back?
Yeah. Have you had any experiences where you felt like somebody reminded you of something that you said, or like that it came back around, or has it never really come back around?
Yeah, definitely. And then I give those people good grace, because I know exactly, they might not even be aware, right?
Yeah.
No, what do you mean? No, so I think what Abby was asking, have you had experiences where you've said something and you pissed somebody off, or they were upset, or like, what do you think's going to happen? I still can't get a picture of what you're saying that you stick your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, I gave a bad example. I've had people tell me before, yeah, you're a weird guy.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of a rude thing to say. Oh, well,
yeah,
things like that.
You think they're saying it because there's two kinds of weird, like all the WFMU DJs are kind of weird, you know, and weird isn't on the surface necessarily an insult. But you think you're like socially awkward? Is that what it is?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I've pressed people over that before and they say, oh, no, not a bad weird. Just you got to learn how to talk to people, or, oh, you're funny. You're a funny guy. Like that type of thing. And I don't want to be the comedic foil. You know? I don't want to walk away, and then people are saying, oh, good thing he walked away.
Do you feel like
that's like the exact kind of hypothetical that I'm trying to cancel out.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there are people that you really lock into conversation well with, and you notice the difference where, like, you're not feeling socially awkward with certain people and maybe with other people? And do you know what the difference might be between conversations where you feel good and ones where you don't?
Yeah, it's almost easier to talk to strangers. There's no expectation. There's no, like, pre-established anything. I could kind of just say whatever I want and not have all this worry and then not hold on to it later because it's, oh, I'm never going to see that person again. But almost any conversation, even with a close friend or family member, I could find something to harp on, something that's going to sit with me.
Do you have good friends?
I'm sorry, I feel like I'm complaining to you guys.
No, man. This is what we do.
We're getting to the bottom of it.
No, this is how we roll here at Ask Alan and Abby.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is great. We're trying to figure this out. So do you have good friends, like close relationships?
Yeah, I consider myself very lucky.
Okay, so you do have good conversations with your good friends on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just...
sometimes with members of the general public.
Okay.
Guy on the street, whatever.
And it hasn't.
There have been no negative consequences of your perceived awkwardness. Is that where you were going with that?
Yeah. Thank you, Abby.
Yeah, you haven't like lost friends because of any potential awkward conversation. Doesn't sound like. Well, maybe.
I mean, not that I'm overtly aware of, but who's to say that friends I've lost over the way. Because of something that I'm just totally blind to.
All right. Well, I have something I just thought of. We have my premium was the Ask Alan Advice book, and a lot of the Did you see Jessica's? So at the end, there was a whole bunch of DJs who gave advice, and Jessica's advice, music director Jessica, a very wise person, said what other people think of you. The way she stated it was. What other people think of you is none of your business. But what I think she meant was what other people think of you is you can't control it and you can't overthink it.
And you'll never know it.
And you'll never really know. But if you are a well-intentioned person and you are sort of just trying to engage with humans in a positive and constructive way, then I think... you're only getting in your own way by overthinking this, as Mrs. Bucci is saying on the comments board right now. So I think you should have a little bit more confidence in your own sort of humanity as just, you sound like a decent dude.
Yeah.
And don't worry about what other people thinking you as much as you are, because it's hurting you and it doesn't need to be.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Abby. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Bucci.
and Jessica.
You just need somebody to pick you up and shake you.
Yeah, well, me and Abby Abby just picked you up and shook you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're a good dude. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Related. I told Joe Gasco I wanted to pick up my stuff in person.
Oh.
Your book. And then I won something from Jim the Poet calling in at
All right. Well, that's awkward. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's not. So wait. So you say the second part one? Jim the Poet. What?
Oh, I won from Jim the Poet. I won a record from him.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
It's a good time. Should I just wait for Joe to say, "Hey, come by and pick stuff up"? We mailed everything out.
Yeah, he'll get back to you when he gets back to you. Yeah, he gets hundreds of emails a day. Yeah, he'll get back to you.
He replied to me like minutes after I sent it to him.
Amazing. He's incredible.
He's
commendable.
Yeah. Thank you, Bernard. Right.
Yeah.
Have a good gig in AC.
Thank you. Right. I hope you win big when you're there.
I'm gonna $700 and I'm bouncing.
Even more.
Oh, thanks, buddy. See ya.
All right. Take care.
Ah, we're doing all right here, Abby.
I think so.
You're a hell of a co-host. I knew
it. Make a good team.
I knew we were gonna jive well on the radio. I knew you would give good advice. I knew you were inquisitive and you ask good questions. Just catching people up. If you were listening last week, you know, I'm having my life revolves around my dog, for better or well, Fritz for better, because he's the best dog. He's here, Tico.
Sweet Tico.
Luna, who got injured really badly in the woods about 10 days ago, is healing well, but we will be seeing her in a couple weeks, but Tico is now alone and sad.
Oh.
So we're walking like 10 to 12 miles a day now. The hope being that when we get home, Tico will just pass out of exhaustion. Oh. But as soon as he gets in, he just looks around, runs in the yard, looks over the fence. Where's my girlfriend?
Oh.
So we're just coping.
That
it's getting
my little heart.
Mine too. It's getting me in shape and, we're figuring it out. I'm trying to figure out if I should get another dog, but I already don't have like the greatest social life in the world, mostly because I just prefer to hang out with him.
Yeah.
But if I get another dog, that's even going to that's going to get compounded.
Sure.
So maybe you have pet issues. 201.
We got an expert here.
209-9368. I'm not an expert on anything, Abby.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you meant you?
No.
Oh.
I don't know anything about pets.
Oh, no? Have you ever had pets?
I actually have not. No. Not even growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you grew up in Mars, Pennsylvania.
It's true.
So I always thought that Mars, Pennsylvania was where the Mars bars came from. I guess I probably thought that because of Hershey, Pennsylvania.
True. Yeah. Those are the chocolate kings of the state.
Right. But Mars is probably made in Hershey. Yeah.
I looked this up once. I forget where it is.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So
not Mars.
a little bit. What was like life in Mars, PA like?
Small town. I grew up on a flower farm, and then across the street was another farm with like vegetables and goats and stuff. So
wow,
it feels
you're
like
a farm
like
girl.
Mars. Yeah, it's
Abby's
true.
Abby's a farm girl.
Yeah.
I never would have thought of you as a
Does
farm
that explain
girl.
Explain everything? No.
No. No. Explains nothing.
Just adds to the complex, dense layers.
It's incredible. So, So a flower farm.
Yeah.
What kind of flowers did y'all grow?
All sorts of things. I feel like a quarter of the field was like annuals that came back every year. You didn't have to plant them. And then the other three quarters, my parents planted new every year. And they were like sold to florists in the Pittsburgh area.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's all the way out there in Western PA, Mars.
That's right.
Interesting. So you grew up in like public school system in Mars, PA? Is that?
I went to school closer to Pittsburgh. Not at a public school, but it was a long drive. So I often felt like I was from Mars because all my classmates lived closer to the school and I was like 35, 40 minute drive.
Uh-huh.
And so I wasn't like hanging out with my buddy, you know, buddies after school all the time.
Yeah.
But
interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting, Abby from Mars. You're an interesting person. So 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368 if you want advice from Abby and I. Abby incorporates tap dancing. Really, really, you're a really good tap dancer.
Oh, shucks.
Where did tap dancing come into the equation?
It's something I've been doing since I was a kid, so it was one of those things that, like, you don't think of it as part of your identity when you're growing up, but then when you get out into the world, you're like, oh, wait, I do this, and not a lot of people do this, and I was like, I should find a way to incorporate this. And in college, I was part of an electronic music ensemble, and they hooked up a tap board, a board to contact mics and processing, and did some crazy electroacoustic stuff with my taps. So I continued doing that after school.
So that idea just came up in college?
Yeah. Yeah, that ensemble was so cool. Plork, the Princeton Laptop Orchestra, and they were just always pushing the boundaries of
sounds. Oh, so you went to Princeton?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that, whoa, my bed music. I don't know about you. I don't know about you.
Do it?
No, I just don't like, yeah, you can do it, actually. I do not like when my bed music goes off. Freaks me the hell out.
It's happened to me a lot, and I always go crazy. I'm like, dang it, I'm such a bad DJ.
Some people like talking without. This is the space, the Tomita Planets. There's actually one of the tracks is Mars, but I don't know which one
nice.
It is. So that's pretty. So one of the things, like, so if you don't know Abby from Mars's music, you should definitely check it out. You can find it on Bandcamp. You can find it everywhere. But I do. One of the things that always strikes me when I'm watching you perform is you're doing some. You've cut out. It's very. I mean, everybody in their own people making music, original music. If you're writing your own lyrics or you're whatever, people are doing original things. But that always feels really original. Like Abby cut out a slice of originality in her music. So always great to see her. So
if
you want to talk about music, you want to talk about sort of trying new things in the arts.
Yeah.
You definitely have a great person to talk to about that right now. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Ask Alan. Oh, I was talking earlier about the Ask Alan answering machine, where what I'm hoping it turns into is a place for people to follow up on their calls. Like if Bernard calls up, hold on.
Beep, beep, yeah, beep, beep, beep. Hold, please. Beep, 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 beep. I really like this bed music. It's.
Yeah.
Feels urgent.
Tomita Planets. You should check it out.
Cool.
The Ask Alan answer machine, I hope, becomes... Oh, they're coming in. The Ask Alan answer machine
is
like...
Exciting.
Yeah, so let's listen to some follow-up calls from the Ask Alan answering machine.
Cool.
If we may. Where is it? Oh, Christ.
You got this.
That didn't work. How about this one?
Hey, I'm Rich from Jersey City, and I need like a sign from the universe if I should buy a little piece of land and build a cabin in Punta del Diablo, Uruguay. That's my question. Just need a sign from the universe. That's you guys.
All right, so you... Wow.
Do I have to give my number? It's 415.
No, don't give me
that. You didn't hear anything. You didn't hear anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I do. Okay.
You did great. You did great. So what I hope the Ask Alan answering machine is a place to follow up from calls. This guy was calling for advice.
New question.
Which I prefer to be able to sort of dialogue. But yep. The guy's looking to
He wants a sign.
He wants the sign from the universe. We got Tomita Planets on. Abby, let's meditate on this for a second. What do you think? Should he buy land and build a little cabin in, where was it, Ecuador? No. Let's ask him again. Let's see what
Is it Uruguay?
Right, Uruguay.
Hey, I'm Rich from Jersey City, and I need like a sign from the universe. If I should buy a little piece of land and build a cabin in Punta del Diablo, Uruguay.
So he's from Jersey City to Punta Diablo, Uruguay.
Wow.
I can't imagine saying no. That sounds like one of those great risks, you know, like take big risks, especially if they're really exciting and... admirable.
I can tell by the way he's asking the question that he really wants to do it.
Yeah.
I think we have to give him the sign.
Yeah, the sign is just yes.
Yeah.
Right? Or do we just do a sign or something?
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. We give you full approval.
Yeah.
To build that little cabin in Uruguay.
Live that dream.
Sounds like a great time to get out of this nut house anyway. All right, I think we have another Ask Alan answering machine message. Oh, they came in late today, but hold on.
Nice.
Hey, Alan, it's Bandit calling from Buffalo. I thought I'd try the voicemail line. So I've been dabbling in, you know, certain hobbies that I let go of when I was in high school. And the nagging feeling of my dad keeps coming back. Of he would always try to take whatever interest I was in. He would have that. He would say go for it, but then he would always kind of like reverse it into turning it into a business or profiting from that hobby. Mm-hmm. And then the hobby slowly, I'd lose interest because like that's not why I did it.
Yeah,
I wanted to do it as a hobby, not as a business. And how do you combat that? Would that just be setting a boundary with someone, or what do you think? Thank you. Bye.
Oh, I wish I could talk to him.
Exactly. The answer machine is not being utilized the way it's supposed to be because you want to be able to talk to these people. Bandit, if you're out there listening, you should call in so we could talk to you.
Yeah, call right now.
Because you often are out there listening. So we're going to talk about this a little bit, but the phone number here is 201-209-9368. It sounds like his dad is often, when he has a sort of creative endeavor in mind, his dad is trying to turn it. He's just basically doing... In a certain way, what parents are kind of their responsibility. Are you going to be able to
support yourself? And
right. So what are you thinking, Abby?
I'm thinking, yes, like you said, I think dad's coming from a good place. But I think energy should be redirected to, if we're already stable with something, keep those passions pure. Well, as soon as money's involved, it poisons everything.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, in a certain way, but if you were able to make money off music, you would do it.
No, I wouldn't. I realized that.
If your CD tomorrow randomly sold 25,000 copies at $10 a CD, you're gonna send the money back?
I wouldn't send the money back, but I would be so scared to create the next album, you know? I'd be like, oh my God. I have to make it exactly like that one. Oh, frick. And it would be really scary, and I would, like, not enjoy... I wouldn't enjoy it anymore.
Can you say frick on the radio?
Absolutely.
I think you can say frick, yeah. What about frack?
Oh, yeah, fracking.
Frick and frack? Yeah. Okay. So as far as the creative endeavor is concerned... Bandit, you have to pursue it. And, you know, I get it. You want your parents to just say, you want your parents to have that same creative vision that you do, but they don't always, right? They don't always. My parents were always like, wow, that's awesome. You're doing something great. Can you make money off that? And I get that. You know, I completely understand where that comes from. You know, they want you to be secure, and if you could be secure doing that which you love. So call Bandit, because I don't want to tell you don't create a boundary with your dad because he's not completely understanding your creative vision. Yeah. However, I would need to know more before I say don't.
Yeah.
So give a call, 201-209.
I think you can find a way to come back to your love of the creative thing, despite what your dad is saying. You just have to accept, okay, he's not getting where I'm coming from. He's not getting the love, but you can keep that love for that thing and still keep your relationship with your dad solid, you know?
Yeah,
both are possible.
But see, that's the thing, is why the answer machine isn't the best place for this, because who knows what the rest of the relationship with
your dad
is like.
Right? You're right. That's, we'd love a call. We'd love to get into it.
201-209-9368. We have the great Abby from Mars. Abby, do you have any other DJ time coming up on the radio? You have any fill-ins or anything? Or?
I actually just got an ask about a fill-in time that I'm thinking about.
Okay.
I'll get back to you soon, Jim the Poet. I'll get back to you in like 24 hours.
I think it might have something to do with a race that he's running.
Oh yeah. You guys are doing a 5K?
Yeah. I mean, me and Tico are probably just going to walk around the park.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But we're doing a 5K on Sunday.
I love it. This Sunday.
So anyway, Jim the Poet, yeah. I used to call him my radio wife, but he didn't like that. So I stopped calling him that.
Dang.
What are some other things that people might need advice on? Abby, we know, you know, relationship issues, everybody often has some time or another.
Yeah.
We've all had them. That's often, the calls often come in are relationship related. One I've been dealing with. Addiction is wild, and I hate my internet addiction. And it is bad. And my phone addiction is real and gross.
And you're not the only person suffering from this. This is so everywhere.
It's everywhere and almost everyone. And as I'm doing it, often I'm telling myself, and I still keep doing it to the point where Tico will be staring at me and be like, what are we doing? What is his girlfriend leaving is actually going to help me with this internet addiction, because I'm going to feel so guilty.
He'll need all of your attention.
Yeah. But it is pretty amazing how prevalent and invasive those goddamn phones are and the addictive nature of it. They've really tapped into our psyches, those evil bastards.
It's insidious.
It's insidious. So maybe you are dealing with some sort of an addiction issue, whether it be the internet or something else. Maybe you're boozing it up too much. Abby, you are a sober person. Is that correct?
That's true. Lifelong straight edge.
Lifelong?
Yep.
Never dabbled?
No. I accidentally had a punch that had stuff in it, and that was the only time I've ever had alcohol.
That is.
And that was one sip, and I was like, why does it taste like chemicals?
That's incredible. So, like, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show is because, like I said, is you have been able to dance to your own rhythm, and it seems like it's been that way from the beginning. So, and being a musician and being exposed to all kinds of stuff and being out in the clubs and the bars and everything, how did you make those decisions, and has it been easy? Was it hard? Was it ever a question? What's that been like, that process?
It's a good question. It's never been hard for me to know what I wanted to be doing and that I wanted to maintain the lifestyle, in part because of what you just said of like, oh, I feel really unique. And it was part of my identity. And like, this is the Abby from Mars thing. And like, the funniest thing is it was weirder for other people than it would be for me. Like, I would be hanging out with friends and they'd be like, is it okay that I'm drinking in front of you? And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, like, yeah. And it would always be sort of like weirder or other people would be thinking more about it than I would. So that was sometimes a strange conversation that I would have with lots of different people. But I'm able to lock into dance, aggressive dance with good music, and I'm able to lock into fun conversation, and I never felt that I needed something to support it, so I didn't want to tamper, didn't want to mess with that, I guess.
That is awesome. That's like really one of the most impressive things that I could sort of imagine about a person growing up in the United States and then entering into like serious music circles, and I'm sure you've seen people doing all kinds of things. And one of the challenges for me is I have a really hard time being straight when other people are drunk.
Yeah, the social pressure, it's real.
Yeah, and I'm sometimes like, I either got to get out of here because I don't like, it's weird, I won't like somebody who's drunk unless I'm a little buzzed. And is that challenging sometimes? Like, not do I want to do this, but is it like, oh God, these people are wasted, I don't want to be here, kind of?
That's a good question. It's funny. I always say that I've been oblivious to a lot of things a lot of my life, and that I can't always tell when somebody's drunk, and people are like, that person's so wasted, and I'm like, oh, I thought that's just what they were like, and like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. So there's a way in which I don't have that same filter of being able to, like, oh, I recognize that that's what that's like.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, over time, I can spot it more than I used to, but I think I've always been a very kind of open and accepting person, and I am very curious, and I'm like always interested to see what people will do or be like, mm-hmm. and I'm just kind of like curious and always interested in people. So I've not often found myself, well, more recently, yeah, as I've gotten older, I'll be like, okay, I don't want to be in this bar anymore, people are too loud and annoying right now. But growing up, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just kind of observing, awesome. Taking it in.
That's a trait about you that I really admire fully. Like, that's awesome that you've made a lifetime out of that. That's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Really cool.
I'm also a huge nerd, so that's a big part of it.
Abby the nerd.
Huge nerd.
I'm just from Mars.
Too much of a dork, you know?
It's pretty cool being from Mars and then being able to turn that into a radio name, because it's just, it's pretty fantastic. Because you are a little bit of a Martian. I mean, do people from Mars call themselves Martians?
I think they do. Yeah. I think I do it a lot more than most. But I think they do. They're the local public school, their mascot is the Fighting Planets.
Oh, that's so nice.
There's that.
Hi, you're on the radio. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Alan. Hi, Abby from Mars. This is Bandit.
Hi, Bandit. Oh, yeah, Bandit. Thanks for calling in, because we needed a little more backstory.
Yeah.
So to preface, when I left that message and as soon as I hung up, you had said that you wanted the voicemail for a different purpose, so that's on me.
No, that's all right. I'm glad you called, because now we could talk about it. So you said your dad pressures you a lot, wants to know if you're making money off your creative endeavors, and sometimes that just kind of turned you off to it a little bit. Is that kind of, am I reading that right?
A little bit, yeah. So whatever hobby it is, you know, writing or even playing video games, or now currently magic, like, you know, illusionary, like card tricks and coin tricks.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
He'll do the, like you said, he'll do the parent thing of, hey, how could you turn this into profit? You know what I mean? And not really pressuring, but it's just like, it always seems to circle back to the profit thing. And I'm just like, I just want to do my hobbies. I don't want to just like have to stress about making it financially work.
Right, right. And, but how'd your relationship with your dad besides those conversations?
Not FCC friendly.
Yeah.
You guys fight a lot?
No, we just don't agree eye to eye.
Okay.
And choice words that the FCC wouldn't like.
Right. So that we almost inspired you to say some really bad words just by bringing it up.
No, but I could if I wasn't on the radio.
Okay, so that puts a whole different perspective on the thing, because if you're not getting along in general, you definitely, I mean, I get it. You always want validation from your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does that make it easier for you to just say, whatever, we don't agree, like, is it easier to discount his opinion because you already know that you see things so differently?
It's not that I discount his opinion, it's more like, I'm the older I have gotten, the more lightly I have shared, you know what I mean? I haven't put on the gas as much as sharing was like, oh, hey, Dad, I'm getting back into doing this or that. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm always kind of worried that he'll just loop it back around to, like, oh, hey, you can turn this into, like, a money-making job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're keeping it closer to yourself.
A little bit, yeah.
Keep protecting
very
it.
Very selective with what I share.
Yeah.
That's okay. And that's totally not something that, that's just... protecting yourself and it's not giving yourself stress. That's just,
yeah.
You kind of know where it's going to go. Why bother? It's unfortunate. We want to be able to talk to our parents about that stuff when we can, but we can't always. And if you want to sort of maintain some kind of relationship with him, maybe that's not the things to bring up. But you might keep trying, because that's kind of mm-hmm. what we do with our parents, right? Like, you kind of want to talk to them.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. Damn it, Bandit. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
A little heavier than I meant it for it to be.
Talk to other folks about stuff like that you know appreciate what you're doing. Like your like your DJs.
Yeah.
All right.
It sounds like you're striking a nice balance of sharing just enough and also protecting it. So I think you're doing great.
It's okay to keep trying to make a better relationship with your dad, because most people always keep trying. It's worth it. If it's worth it, it's worth it. If it's worth it to you, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Right? Well, thank you both. And Abby, I miss your show, by the way.
Ah, thanks.
I miss Abby's show too. I like waking up in the middle of the night to like get water or go pee and be like, oh, it's Saturday night at 2 a.m. Abby's on.
let's see what Abby's playing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Bandit. Thanks for calling.
But thank you both.
No, thank you.
Hey, take care.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right, we have Abby from Mars here. This is we have a co-host here. So give a call. You get about 9 more minutes to get some sound advice from Abby from Mars. Abby, you're good at this.
Oh, thanks.
Because you asked the good questions. It's, you asked, you're trying to get underneath you want to know more about what's going on and not just sort of spit out advice real quick when we hear things. So,
Well, I learned from listening to you do this.
Oh, well, I give a lot of, bad advice. One of the things that I were hoping that the Ask Alan answering machine could become is all of the times I give advice that just completely falls flat and is a disaster. People end up in jail or just absolute train wrecks. That would be really cool for the answering machine.
That would be amazing to hear.
Yeah, I'm calling from Green Street in Newark. The phone's rolling around outside the bars, and I was able to make a collect call. Or no, somebody lent me 65 cents to this payphone.
Curse you, Alan. This is your fault.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to know how these things turn out. So use that Ask Alan answering machine at 973-352-7908 to follow up with the often horrible advice that I give here on the radio. But if you want to call live right now, it's 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Maybe you're taking a trip. Maybe it's vacation time. I know it's the spring heading into the summer. A lot of people are taking trips.
Yeah.
People are getting on airplanes. Airplanes are really stressful right now.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want to get on an airplane right now. But I was talking to a DJ earlier whose name I will not mention, who's going on a family trip. And family going on trips with family, depending on family relationships, could be really stressful. So maybe, and we've had some of those calls. So maybe you're going on a road trip or a plane trip. 201-209-9368. We got time for a couple of more calls. Maybe the economy is bumming you out. Gas is like $4.30 a gallon in New Jersey. I used to go down the shore like twice a week to visit my dad and take Tico down the shore. I think I'm cutting down on the amount of trips I'm taking because of gasoline. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening. people are nearing the end of the semester in college and high school.
You want study tips?
201-209-9368. Study tips. From Abby and Alan, 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open. Hi, you're on the radio.
Alan, Abby, sorry.
What's up, Zach? Why are you sorry?
Hey.
How do you start with I'm sorry?
Well, it's just because, it's not anyone new. It's just me.
It's just you. It's just Zach.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Oh,
Zach.
I appreciate y'all, too. I know. If people aren't calling, I'll call in.
Thanks for apologizing.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I don't want to cause any consternation or anything.
No.
You know, you're trying to keep your stress levels down, Alan.
Thank you. That's why you're here. Thank you, Zach.
You need
advice?
Yeah, no, definitely. So
how
my,
do you know people weren't calling?
My youngest
you don't know
kid,
people weren't calling.
She's got an attitude all the time. And she's given a lot of sass and lip and going through that transition, I think. You know, she's
how old is she?
Nine soon.
How old is she?
She's 8.
Oh.
What did you say? She's giving you a lot of sass? Did I hear that?
Yeah.
A lot of lip, you know, that you tell her to do something, she'll mock your voice.
Without cursing. Oh, so like mock you and stuff. So she just hit
you. Yeah. Mm. And you're just, oh, man.
Dang.
Were you ever a jerky kid, Abby? You probably were not. No. Were you?
I think there were probably moments where I was like, ugh, but.
You know, I meet kids at different places, like, depending on where I am. I've met, like, teenagers who were just, like, they never go, or even, like, yeah, 8, 9, 10, or usually teenagers who were just jerks.
Yeah.
Like, really
some
just.
Real mean kids.
Mean,
out there.
Yeah. And, but sometimes I meet kids who just have a maturity level at, like, in their early teens that are just, like, I don't know, something different happens to them somehow. And I think when I was a jerk, I think my dad used to just like, I just remember in hindsight, he still like ignore me.
Yeah.
And just like not even want to, like, I think it gets to a point where sometimes you just want to get away from your kids. I don't know. You know, I'm not a dad, man. It's a hard one. It's hard one because I watch my friends going through it.
Yeah.
And it's like how to
balance. What do they do? Anything good? Anything worthwhile?
Well, it's a balance of not wanting to constantly harp, but also like helping them recognize you're being even. Yeah, I know your world is the center of the universe, but you're kind of being an a-hole right now. And do you really want to be that? Is that who you want to be? I know you're like the coolest kid in the world because you're 17 and you're doing this and you're doing that. But just trying to like enforce that you don't really want to be a jerk.
Yeah.
When you can, but also not completely harping on things all the time. It's a balance is all I could say. And I don't know because I don't have kids and I'm glad I don't. But I do see and I sort of talk to my friends about it and help them through those times just to let them talk and vent. Because sometimes even the best kids in the world, and my friends all have amazing kids, but sometimes kids can be jerks. I know, because I was the biggest jerk when I was a kid. So that's
and
all I could do.
You turned out great.
Yeah, sure.
When you engage with them on it.
Yeah, that you balance how much you engage. Otherwise, I don't know.
Give them zingers, like, huh? Go back.
Give them their space. Give them their space, too. You know, balance of educating or, you know, not but giving them their space. Hey, I want to take another call.
Love it.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks baby. Thanks, Alan.
Damn it, there was two calls. This is what happens at the end of the show. The phones ring like crazy.
Trying to get in.
I think I might want a phone screener just to put people on hold. Because I think the answer with the cell phones don't ring endlessly like landlines used to.
True.
201-209-9368. We have 2 minutes left. We might as well do the station ID now. You're listening to, what are we listening to here? Abby?
Ask Alan?
Oh yeah, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org.
Put the needle on the record coming up oh so soon. In the meantime, we got time for another call, 201-209-9368. Abby, thank you. This has been really fun. I thought we were going to have like 8 million calls, but instead I got to just talk to you a lot, and that's even cooler. So we would like one more call, 201-209-9368. Usually Peter calls right now with some sort of, he usually wants to give advice and not take advice. But we're just going to let the planets roll out as we give it up to put the needle on the record in about 1 minute. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Alan.
I hope to hear you on the radio very soon. And check out Abby from Mars on Bandcamp if you don't know her music. You got about 20, you got a minute.
Perfect. With Abby being there, I was just wondering if you guys have any advice on like balancing like a day job and an art job, because I have like a freelancing gig right now. I'm a video editor. Mm-hmm. But it's like difficult because I have like a really intense day job that's 9 to 6.
The calls like this always come in at the end. I want to talk to this guy for 5 minutes. Abby, you got to give him a quick one.
I don't know if you find this, but I find if I stop and take a break when I'm done with my day job, I might be out for the rest of the night. So I kind of keep the momentum that I already have if I had a high energy work day. And I just like keep going. That's my like number one practical tip, I think. And then number two, I don't know. Weekends are beautiful. Uninterrupted time is the best. But also chipping away a little bit each day. It's like two strategies that I recommend, both.
Put the needle on the record. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're already planning to repeat it. They say you're too conceited when you know your value. Trying to shush the keynote speaker, pump up the volume. So we can let the people hear that new sub. Rock with Marcus D, that BA3. Run and get your sunblock for the sunshine and audio form. Toss your cardigan, this song will keep the audience warm. We'll be honest the norm. Spot us in the Japan times. Shine until we left them with tan lines. Skin tatted with one of Stan's lines. Known to be quote worthy. Shut it down, even if they putting us on early. Show and prove we never show mercy. On the beach, rocking socks and slides like we scared to get toes dirty. Basking in the hit of the drum. Still wishing you were kissed by the sun, but this sufficient for some. One. We the sun, people under it with one people, so I got you, got you, got you. For the sun seekers, you can hear the sun speaking, cause we got you, got you, got you. We ain't done either, you know I'm my son's keeper, so I got you, got you. In tough times, when it's crunch time, count on us for that.
Audio sunshine. I'm from the golden, and anytime I ride, you feel the sun shining over from Los Angeles, California. You can feel the wind blowing against my golden skin. When the sun shines down, you got no choice but to soak it in. As the globe spins, half the planet is lit from solar energy, which makes the enemy in eclipse rich melanin. Makes my family black as the galaxy, which is the same color of God. That's within in the sun, which is one with the one, plus the nine planets he spun, making the family out the solar system. Listen, the truth makes you swim like the sun when it glistens. Even if it's a 93 million mile distance, this is the light of our existence. For many centuries, the sun was our religion. Hard to miss it, isn't it? It's the brightest star in it. If you leave Earth and you give birth, trying to kiss it. Sunshine.
We the sun, people under it with one people, so I got you, got you, got you. For the sun seekers, you can hear the sun speaking, cause we got you. Got you, got you. We ain't done either, you know I'm my son's keeper, so I got you, got you. In tough times, when it's crunch time, count on us for that.
Audio sunshine.
You just wanna be kissed by the sun. Blowing out you, blowing out you, blowing out you, sweet kiss, kiss by, just wanna be kissed by the sun. Blowing out you, blowing out you, blowing out you, sweet. You just wanna be kissed by the sun. Blowing out you, blowing out you, blowing out your sleep. You just wanna be kissed by the sun. Born on a Sunday, the sun of sun, he's a sun god. Waiting for clouds to walk, like a sun bright. Sunflower, samurai, live, fight, and die for my peace. Mark and Blue said it out west, now I rise in the east. The empire of the sun, now I'm walking on a dream. Fly, but I don't get too high, so I don't burn my wings. Everybody love the sunshine, so cold is adjourned. Sun is shining like we celebrate my solar return. She the sunshine of my life, ain't no sunshine when she gone. Brighten up my life, my God, that light that helped me carry on. Every song and artist mention had a muse, and I'm no different. You inspire while distracting my attention. 1 minute, here come the sun. One John Paul George, Ringo Sun, sang
same, same thing outside, never outdone.
Here comes the sun,
the centerpiece of heaven above. It is light, it is warmth, it is love. We are one, the sun.
Yeah, it's WFMU Radio. Put the needle on the record. I'm Billy Jam. What's your name, fool?
It's your boy, Senor Gigio.
Senor Gigio, where are we at today?
Yo, we in Lloyd's Record Shop over here in the town.
In the town of Oakland, California, on the Ave, that's Telegraph Avenue, 3824 Telegraph Avenue, Oakland, California, Lloyd's Record Store, which is a pretty darn amazing vinyl record store. I'm just in awe. I'm looking at all these metal records around here. I'm thinking of ones I have. Minor Threat, Talking Heads, so many of these I have and need others.
Yeah, definitely. It's dope.
So anyway, we're going to have a pretty good show for you today. A lot of brand new music. The FMU crew is James the Engineer back in Jersey City. Me, Billy Jam, and Senor Gigio here in Oakland, California on the Ave. That's Telegraph Avenue. This is part two. Last week we were at Winky Dinky Dogs. That was fun.
It was epic.
Oh, and by the way, speaking again, all of the coincidences, Digital Underground.
Right.
You know, our guest last week was from Digital Underground, member of the crew, former member. And since then, Klee passed away, a member of Digital Underground from 1993.
Yeah.
Too soon. Anyway, so this show is dedicated to him. We'll be chatting with the folks here from Lloyd, the Lloyd's crew. That's Lloyd himself, Lloyd Cargo, Aaron Levin. I'm not sure if he's in the house. And, of course, Dale the Man is here. And then we got DJ Sciatica, who did a great video about all the record stores on Telegraph Avenue. And we're going to chat with him about crate digging because he is an expert in vinyl hunting. But first, let's get into a set of some brand new 2026 hip-hop. What do you say?
Hey, let's do it.
Okay, this is from Wales in the UK. This is FernQuest and DJ Alchemy. It's called Class A on WFM. You know.
Lots of combo when you're messing with the Class A. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight until he's older. Lots of combo when you're messing with the Class A. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight. I know tomorrow is a promise, so it's best you make the most of today. Make your moves and don't be wasting away. Release yourself from the chains and stay from the cell that's on the mains. Cause life on this estate just might contaminate your brain, and it's a shame. Good kids turning borderline insane. They're masking the pain, but still their hearts full up of flames. Addiction takes a hold, and there is time for them to change. Putting white into the pipe, injecting hate into the vein. Reoccurring affair. They say that he used to be strong, but now he's frail with grey hair. It only took a year, looking quick he got there. Stealing money from his family, no longer playing fair. No love for himself, it's day by day neglecting himself. Shoplift, take your door from the shelf. Backstreet moving stealth. No wash or he smells, it's one step closer to hell. Life's a gamble when you're messing with the Class A. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight until he's older. Life's a gamble when you're messing with the Class A. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight. Cause they be acting from a team. Broken home, they got to go get it by any means. Pocket full of cycles on the line, serving the fiends. They started with the 10 shots, then ballers and teams. When they got some boxes to supply the whole scene, thought he needed protection, so he bought himself a piece. Thinking he was stress free, but far from peace. And now he's being watched by police. And his face is well known by the chief. Yeah, his face is well known by the Sag. And the sentence he's headed for is large. But for now, he's nice and comfy. Got this turbo on his car. Stuck a rollie on his wrist to make a Mac. Booking flights at any time to fly far. Spent profits from the bar at the bar. Until one day he tripped up and fell. Ended up in the cell. Now he's sentenced to 25 in hell. Sentenced to 25 in hell. That's how it goes.